外昆塔之音，服务员云聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年11月7号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨迦德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. Good morning to all the devotees in China. Happy Saturday to you.
Hare Krishna. 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好啊！祝大家星期六快
乐。And happy Kartik.
也祝大家卡尔提卡月快乐。
And welcome to the Saturday morning Bhagavad Gita class.
欢迎大家来参加每个周六的盛典博加梵歌的早课。
And we are still on chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita. I think today we'll be reading text 30 and maybe more.
我们现在还是在博迦梵歌的第一章，应该今天是讲第30诗节，也有可能会讲更多的诗节。
And do we have any questions from last week, or did we finish them?
Let me check. 我来看一看上个星期有没有大家剩下的问题。I think we finished all.
Okay. So, as it's the month of Kartik, then I'll just sing Damodar Astakam, and I'll just sing one line each, so you can just listen and sing along.
好，所以说由于现在是卡尔提卡月，那么我就来唱达摩达尔阿什塔卡，然后每一句一句的来唱，然后大家就可以跟着一起聆听，然后一起唱。
And I just want to remind all the devotees who haven't listened before that this达摩达尔阿什塔卡 is originally in the Padma Purana.
然后就是想提醒一下在听课的各位奉献者，然后这首Damodar Ashtakam 最初是源自于莲花往事书的。
And it's spoken by the great sage Satyavrata.
然后是由伟大的圣人 Satyavrata 所写。
And Sanatan Goswami has written about the importance of chanting this Damodar Ashtakam during the month of Kartik.
并且萨拉坦 Goswami 也写到过在卡尔提卡月唱诵这首 Damodar Ashtakam 的重要性。
And Sanatan Goswami writes, In the month of Kartik, one should worship Lord Damodar and daily recite the prayer known as Damodar Ashtaka.
然后萨拉坦 Goswami 就写下过在卡尔提卡月奉献者应该崇拜主达摩达尔，并且在每天念诵祷文，这祷文就是达摩达尔阿什塔卡。
Okay, there are different melodies to chant this Astakam, and personally, I like the two-beat version.
有这个不同的调子来唱这首阿什塔卡，然后就我个人来说，我更喜欢这个两拍节奏的。
It goes like this.
就像这样子。
Can you hear that?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So here we go.
好，我们现在开始啦。
Namam Isvaram Sachirananda Rupam Lasakundalam Gokule Brajamanam.Yasoda Biyo Lukala Dravyamana Param Rishtamanyata Todritya Gopya Rudam Tamoho Netram Yumam Vijantam Karam Bojayumena Satanka Netram.Muswasakam patri re kanta kanta Sita gravo damo daram bhakti badam Iti dvikswalila bir ananda kunde Swagosham nima jantyam akya payantamKariyeshtita geshu bhakter jitatvam Una primatastvam satavritivande moksham na moksham mahimva nachaya rineyam varisharapiha idam teva purnata gopala balam sadame manaya virashtam kimanyai Iram te makambojam mananta nilar Vrintam kuntalaisnigda raktaischa gopya Muschim vitam bimba raktadarame Manaya virastam alalakshalabhai Namo Devo Dhammo Dharananta Vishnu Vasita Prabodhuka Jalagmimanam Kripa Drishti Vristyati Dina Bhatanu Vrihaneshamamajam Ekyashti Drishtya Kuveratmajau bhauram artaivayadvad Taya mochito bhakti bhajokrito cha Tata prima bhaktim swakame prayacha Namukshi grahome siddhamodareha Namaste stu dhamne spuraditi dhamne Tvadiyodayata vishwasadhamne Namo radikayai tvadiya prayayai Namo nantalilaya devayatubhyam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Nikai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Ko. All right. So let's look at text 30, chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita.
好，我们现在一起来看着《薄伽梵歌》的第一章第三十十节。
As we've been discussing, Arjuna and Krishna are situated on the chariot, and they're in between the two armies, looking at both sides.
我们一直都在讨论着 Arjuna 和 Krishna， 他们俩就坐在这个马车之中，然后 Krishna 在 Arjuna 的要求下，就把他们的马车架到了两军之间。
And Arjuna, he just wanted to take a look at who really came to fight.
Arjuna 真的就是想要好好的看一看到底有谁要到到底有谁到了这个战场上要来作战。
And as he looks out on both sides, at both armies, he sees friends and relatives and teachers and all the people he loves.
当他看着对阵的双方的时候，然后他就看到他的亲人、朋友和他的老师，然后都到了这战场上。
And he's overcome with compassion at first. He's feeling, kind of sad and sorry for everyone.
所以说他当时就完全是被这种巨大的同情怜悯之心给压住了，然后就给压倒了，然后就对每个人都感到非常的难过。
And then he starts to be overcome with grief.
嗯，然后的话呢，他又开始他，然后他又遭受了巨大的悲痛感。
Right, he doesn't want this to happen.
他不想要这样的事情发生。
And he's foreseeing the future and how everyone's going to lose their life, maybe even himself.
嗯，然后他就在看到未来了，他看到很快的战场上所有的人的失去他们的生命，包括他自己。
And so he begins to experience all the human emotions just like we have when we're faced with a situation we don't want that's beyond our control.
嗯，因此的话呢，他就开始感受到了体验到了所有的人类的情感，也就正和我们一样，当我们面对到一种状况是我们让我们很不希望想要发生的，有同时超过了我们的控制之外。
There's a deep sense of helplessness.
有一种极大的无助感。
And then there's anger.
然后还有愤怒感。
And then there's desire and need.
然后还有这种愿望，有这种需求
，and a feeling of hurt，
这种受伤的感觉
，and then even deeper， a great sense of fear，
然后甚至还有一种更深的恐惧感
，and so now especially Arjuna at this point， he's feeling very fearful and it's manifesting in his body。
嗯，因此在这个师节进展到的这一刻，Arjuna就感到非常的恐惧，然后甚至他的这种恐惧都展现在他的身体里。
Yeah, so this is the mind-body connection.
而这就是心意躯体的连接。
Yeah, whatever thoughts we have in our mind are reflected in our body as emotion.
嗯，我们无论在脑海里出现怎样的念头，那么这念头都会折射在或者叫展现在我们的躯体当中，作为一种情绪感受。
Yeah, not only negative emotions, what we consider negative emotions like fear and sadness.
嗯，然后不仅是这种悲观的、消极的恐惧和悲观消极的情绪，比如说恐惧和悲伤。
A peacefulness is also a feeling.
但是同时的话呢，平和感它也是一种感受，一种情绪。
Or confidence.
或者自信。
Yeah. So whatever we're feeling, we'll be able to. Whatever thought we're having in our mind will be reflected in the body as a feeling.
嗯，因此的话呢，无论我们的脑海中、我们的心灵中冒出怎样的念头，这些念头都会作为情绪感受展现在或者是反映在我们的身体之中。
And then even our body will express the feeling, and we call it body language.
甚至我们的身体的话呢，都会表达出这样一种感受，然后我们就把这称作为叫做肢体语言。
Right, you know, when you're happy, your eyes are bright and looking around and you're smiling.
嗯，对吧？就是当如果你感到很快乐的时候，很高兴的时候，你的眼睛都是在放光的，然后你就看着四周，然后这种内心都是很快乐的。
And if you're feeling confident, your head and neck and shoulders are straight and kind of erect and expanded.
嗯，然后或者是在你感到自信的时候，你的头、脖子和肩膀，然后都会是这种直直的感觉，是那种撑起来的，然后甚至是向外扩张的这样一种感觉。
Yeah, and even your skin color changes.
甚至是你的皮肤颜色都会改变。
Right, when you're happy, your skin is bright and kind of pink, or maybe.You know, it depends on just what race you are, but.
然后就比如说，在你很快乐的时候，你的皮肤都会看去是那种很耀眼的，然后或者叫做就是有点泛粉红色的那种颜色。
But if somebody is sad or they're afraid or they lose their confidence, then they're looking down at the ground and they're kind of pale.
然后，而对于悲伤的人来说的话呢，我们都知道，悲伤的时候，或者是在没有自信的时候，眼睛就会看着地上，然后整个人就是垂头丧气的感觉，然后甚至皮肤的颜色都会是变得是苍白的。
And then the shoulders are curved in, and the body is contracted, basically.
然后这个时候肩膀都是朝内缩的，就整个人就在这样一种状态下，就展现出一种内缩的这种被压抑的这种压制的一种样子。
Yeah, so as Arjuna is looking, you know, at his friends and relatives and anticipating the result of the battle, he's starting to experiencing these signs of fear and grief and sadness and resistance to the whole, you know, the helplessness.
所以说在阿朱娜他看着这个战场上的亲人朋友的时候，然后他在预想着即将发生的未来，然后此时他就体验到了所有的这些情绪的迹象，也就是恐惧、悲痛，然后一种极大的无助感，然后以及对这种接着要发生的这种状况的抗拒。
And he's feeling his bodily emotions.
他在感受着他身体的情绪。
And his body language is also expressing these emotions.
并且他的肢体语言也在表达着这些情绪。
Yeah, so he said his body is shaking, his mouth is drying up, he has a dry mouth.
然后他就说到嘛，他的全身站立，然后这个嘴巴也是干的。
His hair is standing on end, but not because he's in ecstasy.
然后他也是毛发直竖，而他毛发直竖也并不是由于他处在狂喜之中。
And he can't even hold his bow, he can't grip.His bow is just slipping out of his hand.
他甚至都没法抓住他的这个弓箭，那个弓箭都从他的手里滑落到了地上。
And he feels like his body's on fire, his skin is burning.
然后他还感到他的这个皮肤在灼烧的感觉。
Yeah, so as we read these, this description of Arjuna, think of the times where you've been.Really stressed out because of the challenges in your life.
所以说，当我们在读着关于 Arjuna 的这些描述的时候，我们可以去回顾一下，回忆一下我们曾经在人生当中所经历过的类似的这样一种状况，就是一种极大的压力感，然后极大的压力感就自己面对了极大的挑战。
Yeah, this is human life, really, from before birth and onwards.
而这就是人类的人生，人的人生，就从这个从妈妈的肚子出来之前开始，一直到死亡的那一刻都是如此。
Yeah, birth is traumatic.
出生它也是一种很创伤性的这种经历。
Sometimes our parents didn't even want us.
有些时候的话呢，我们甚至被生出来之后，我们的父母实际上是并不想要我们的。
And even while we were in the womb, our mother's thinking, well, should I keep him or should I get rid of him?
然后甚至是当我们还在子宫里的时候，然后我们的母亲可能会想，哎，我到底是该生呢，还是不生？
And maybe the father is saying, oh, get rid of him, we can't afford it.
然后或者是父亲都在说，哎，把这孩子给弄掉吧，我们都养不活，养不起呢。
Yeah, this becomes our, you know, part of our conditioned self.
而这就成为了我们受物质世界制约的自我的这一部分。
And then we carry that program throughout life.
我们就把这样的一种模式带到了这一生之中。
But thankfully, you know, we're chanting Hare Krishna and we're on the path of liberation and awakening, so we can come out of this nightmare.
但是谢天谢地的是，我们在唱诵着、吟诵着 Hare Krishna 曼陀，我们是走在这条 得到解脱和觉醒的道路之上，然后正在离开脱离这场噩梦。
But by the will of Krishna, Arjuna is in this nightmare so that we can see our own nightmare, which prepares us to wake up.
Prepare us to wake up. 所以说经由 Krishna 的意愿， Arjuna 在这一刻也就处在这样一场噩梦之中。而这样的安排就是为了能够让我们能够明白，让我们能够明白，然后从而让我们做好准备来得以觉醒。
Yeah, that's the purpose of human life is to wake up out of the dream of our illusion.
因为人类生命的目的就是为了从幻象、幻觉的梦境之中醒来。
The dream that we're temporary, finite, separate.From God.
而这样的一个幻觉的梦境，那就是那就是我们认为一切，那就是一切都是短暂的，那就是一切都是短暂的，一切都是有限的，一切都是与神相分离的这样一个幻觉的梦境。
And you, like you've heard me say many times, you know, it's much easier to wake up from an unhappy dream than it is a happy dream.
而且大家也很可能很多次的听到我曾说过，就是要从 不太快乐的梦中醒来，要比从这个美梦当中醒来是要更容易一些的。
Yeah, so this is what we want to remember as we read the description of Arjuna's nightmare.
因此在我们读着关于 Arjuna 的描述的时候，这就是我们想要去记住的。
And his nightmare is our nightmare.
Arjuna 的噩梦就是我们的噩梦。
But it's purposeful.
但这一切都是有目的的，有意义的。
Okay, so let's read text 30.
好，我们现在就一起来读三十诗节。
So I'll chant the Sanskrit, we'll do the word for word, translation and purport.
我们现在就来看着梵文的诗节，字对字的翻译，译文及要旨。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Nacha saknom yavashtatun Brahmativa cha memana Nimitani cha pasyami Viparitani keshava Na
Bu
Cha
Ye
Saknomi
我能
Avashtatun
站立
Brahmati,
忘却
Eva,
好像
Cha,
和
May,
我的
Mana,
心意
Nimitani,
根源
Cha,
也
Pashyami,
我看到
Viparitani,
恰恰相反
Keshava,
凯西摩的徒者 Krishna,
Okay, so Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Keshava, the killer of the Kesi demon.
所以在这里Arjuna 就把 Krishna 称为 Keshava, 也就是指凯西摩的徒者。
Yeah, so this means Arjuna is asking Krishna to kill the demons in his mind.
而这实际上就是指Arjuna 在向 Krishna 请求他能够杀死他心意中的恶魔
or to kill his illusion
或者是叫做杀死他的这个幻觉
Yeah, so when we're asking the Lord to help us see the weeds in our heart and pull them out we can address him as Oh Keshava
因此当我们在请求主来帮助我们拔除内在的这些杂草然后就是净化自己那么此时我们就可以称 称呼主，把他称为 Keshava。
Yeah, actually, all the demons that Krishna killed, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they represent different aspects of our illusion that we want to root up out of our garden.
Okay, garden. 实际上的话呢，就针对所有的这些，就对于 Krishna 曾经杀死过的所有的这些恶魔的话呢，根据 Bhaktivinoda Thakur的这个教导，然后每一个恶魔都代表了我们想要从心灵花园当中拔除掉的这些杂草一样的这些幻觉的不同的方面。
Okay, let's read the translation and the purport.
我们现在来看着译文和要旨。
I am now unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune. O Krishna, killer of the Kesi demon.
译文，我再也无法站在这里，我恍然若失，心如乱麻。哦，凯西摩的徒者啊，我看到的只是种种不祥之兆。
Purport. Due to his impatience, Arjuna was unable to stay on the battlefield, and he was forgetting himself on account of his weakness of his mind.
要旨，此时 Arjuna 焦灼不安，无法在战场上停留，因内心的脆弱，他忘记了自己的身份。
Excessive attachment for material things puts a man in such a bewildering condition of existence.
当人过分的执着于物质对象时，便会陷入这生存的困惑之中。
Mayam dvitiya binivesata shat. This is a quotation from Bhagavatam 11:2-37.
所以说这个梵文词组，我就不念出来了。是圣典薄伽瓦坛十一篇第二章的37节。
So we'll have to look at that, because Prabhupada doesn't actually quote it here in the purport. I mean, he doesn't explain what this means. Mayam dvitiya binivesh shatashat.
所以就是说，我们等一下就要来这个具体的搜一下这个书里面这句话到底什么意思。因为实际上在要旨这里，帕帕并没有把这个把样这个梵文词组的意思给写清楚。
So if we fully want to understand this purport, then we have to look up this verse and see the whole verse.
因此的话呢，要想完全的理解这个要旨的话，我们就需要去查询一下瓦坛的这个师节，来明白这个师节，才能明白帕帕在这里要表达的意思。
Such fearfulness and loss of mental equilibrium take place in a person who are too affected by material conditions.
圣典薄伽瓦坛 11.2.37 上说，太受物质条件影响的人，也就是指太受物质制约的人，才会表现出这样的恐慌和心理失衡。
Arjuna envisioned only painful reverses in the battlefield. He would not be happy even by gaining victory over the foe.
在战场上， Arjuna 只看到令其痛苦不利的一面，即使胜敌也很难快乐。
The word nimittani, viparitani are significant.
这里的原因和恰恰相反这两个梵文词的意味深长。
When a man sees only frustration in his expectations, he thinks, why am I here?
当人展望前途，看到的只是他的期望，看到的只是他的沮丧，他就会问，我为什么会落到这般境地呢？
Everyone is interested in himself and his own welfare.
人人都在为自己的得失和利益而打算。
No one is interested in the supreme self.
然而的话，却没有哪个人是对自尊自我的 却对自尊自我感兴趣。
Yeah. Arjuna is showing ignorance of his real self-interest by Krishna's will.
所以说按 Krishna 的意志Arjuna 表现出对他真正自我的无知。
One's real self-interest lies in Vishnu or Krishna.
人真正的自我利益在于 Vishnu 即 Krishna.
The conditioned soul forgets this and therefore suffers material pains.
受限制的灵魂忘记了这一点，所以深受物质痛苦的煎熬。
Arjuna thought that his victory in battle would only be a cause of lamentation for him.
Arjuna 认为这场战争的胜利也只能给他带来忧伤。
End of the purport.
要是结束。
Om Aganata Nivandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namah。So we'll read the verse again. I am now unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune, O Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon.
我们再来看一下这首诗节。我再也无法站在这里，我恍然若失，心如乱麻。哦，凯西摩的徒者啊，我看到的只是种种不祥之兆。
So Prabhupada explains in the purport, at this place, at this point, before the battle, Arjuna is almost about to run off the battlefield. He can't even stay there any longer. He just wants to go.
所以说在要旨里，帕帕就写到故事进展到了这一刻，就在战争即将打爆发之前，阿朱娜甚至几乎就想要逃离战场了，他都根本没法继续再待在那里了。
And Prabhupada says this is because of his weakness of mind.
而帕帕在这里就写到，这是因为他的这个weakness of the mind， 这个心意的脆弱，或者叫内心的脆弱。
So maybe you remember last week we were talking about that part of our brain that causes us, that kind of takes over and, when we're in danger. If we see danger or we imagine danger, this part of our brain, takes over.
所以大家可能还记得在上个星期的讲课中我们就提到了人的大脑当中有这样的一个区域，就是当我们处在危险之中，我们比如说看到自己处在危险，或者是想象着马上要发生危险的时候，此时大脑的这一部分就会占据主导位置。
Yeah, so this part of the brain is called the amygdala. It's called the reptilian brain or our old brain.
所以而这一部分的话呢，就被称为杏仁核，也就是指人类大脑当中的这一部就是残余的爬行动物式的这部分大脑，然后就是很这个悠久的这一部分大脑。
Yeah, so all animals have this part of their brain, even a little lizard.
然后所有的动物都具有这一部分的大脑，然后包括这种很小的蜥蜴都是有的。
And it's a survival mechanism.
这是一种生存机制。
Right, if you're near a cat and suddenly you make a loud noise, it will jump up into the air and run away, right, immediately.
就如果要是你走进一只猫猫的话，然后你突然间就是弄出巨大的声响，那这只猫猫就会可能跳起来，然后赶紧的就跑掉了。
Right, or sometimes you pull a prank on one of your friends. You know, I do it to my grandsons all the time, and I come up behind them and then I go, "Rah!"
或者有些时候你跟你的这个朋友开玩笑就做恶作剧，就像我经常跟我孙子做的那样，然后就悄悄地走到他的背后，然后突然间跳出来，然后大喊一声吓他一跳。
And then we scream, right?
然后这个时候被吓的人肯定就会尖叫，对吧？
And then everyone laughs.
然后周围的人大家就会哈哈大笑。
So, when we perceive danger, and Arjuna, he's perceiving danger, whether it's real or not, he's imagining what's going to happen, right? Nothing has happened yet, but he's imagining it.
嗯，所以当 Arjuna 他在感知到这个危险的时候，但那个时候虽然一切都还没有发生，但是他在想象着这个即将都要发生。
And because he's in the bodily conception of life, you know, his lower brain is taken over.
嗯，而由于他处在这种生命的躯体化概念之中，此时他大脑当中较低的那一部分，然后也就占据了主导位置。
Yeah, so there's three survival reactions that overpower anyone who's afraid.
嗯 ，overpower. 嗯，所以说，当一个人感到害怕的时候，就会有三种生存的反应机制，就会占据主导位置。
And there's at this point, the reasoning part of our brain.Is cancelled out.
而在此刻的话呢，我们大脑当中那个就是讲逻辑推理的那部分，然后就完全的被撤销了，也就是指就是被压住了，压抑住了。
And we immediately do one of three things.
然后我们就会立刻去做三件事当中的一件事。
Without thinking.
想都不会去想，思考都不会思考。
We either fight,
我们要么是去战斗
，or run,
或者是逃跑
，or we become thinking the right word, petrified. We can't move.
然后或者是我们就石化了，也就是指这个完全纹丝不动的站在这个原处，就是怕的根本就是动都动不了。
We call it stunned.
我们把这称为叫做震惊了，对，震惊了。
Yeah, sometimes it happens, you know, that we see a car coming at us or a train coming at us, and instead of moving, we can't move.
有时候确实会发生这样的状况，就是当假如我们要是站在马路中间或者是铁路中间的话，看到这个面前即将过来的车辆，然后或者是火车的话，我们在那一刻根本就是。完全是被震惊的，就是发愣了，就动都不动。
This is called the deer in the headlights phenomena.
What's that?
Well, like we have a lot of deer where I live. And sometimes at night they come down the street and they see the car coming, they see the lights, and they can't move.
I see. 然后所以说这个在西方世界的话呢，大家就把这种现象称为叫做鹿。他们有一种那种动物嘛，就是梅花鹿啊，或者是各种各样的麋鹿啊，这种类型的鹿，就是在晚上的时候，如果开车，你很有可能就是会开车看到这个车面前突然就出现了一头鹿，然后这个他们把这叫做鹿的车头灯。鹿的车头灯的这种效应现象，然后就是当那些鹿看到有这个车辆开过来的时候，他们就完全被那个光，这个车灯给吸引住了，这不叫的这种目眩了，然后根本就动弹不了。
Yeah, so we all have this primitive part of our brain that when we perceive danger, it may actually be danger or not danger, but as long as we think there is danger.Or imagine there's danger, then this part of our brain takes over.
因此的话呢，我们的这个大脑当中都含有着很原始的、很原初的这一部分。当我们感知到有危险的时候，我们认为或者是想象会有危险发生，然后无论是不是真的有危险发生，然后此时的话呢，我们大脑当中的这原始的这一部分，就是这个杏仁核，然后就会占据主导的位置。
Yeah, and Krishna, Arjuna says, "My mind is reeling."
Arjuna 在这里就说到，我心如乱麻。
So we find that when we're stressed out and we're afraid, we can't concentrate.
我们会发现，当我们感到压力重重的时候，感到很害怕的时候，此时我们是无法集中注意力的。
And this is a very common symptom of stress or fear.
而这就是压力或是恐惧的很常见的一种症状。
Yeah, we just don't know what to do.
就是不知道该怎么办，该做什么。
Except think and think and think.
除了就是要就是一直在想想想思考思考该怎么办，但是就是不知道该怎么办。
So in the purport, Prabhupada says that this is, you know, we're full of fear because of excessive attachment to material things.
所以说帕帕在钥匙这里就接着写道，当人过分的执着于物质对象时，便会陷入这生存的困惑之中。
So what are we most attached to?
那么我们最为执着的是什么呢？
My answer might surprise you.
我的答案可能会让大家吃惊。
But all of you who are listening right now, just without thinking too much about it, ask yourself, what am I most attached to?
所以说现在此刻正在听课的你，我想请问一下你，不要想太多，不要思想考虑太多。当我问你你最执着的是什么的时候，你回答我你最执着的是什么呢？
And just notice what answer pops up in your mind.
然后就去注意一下此刻你的脑海中冒出来的跳出来的那个答案。
So here's my answer. You may disagree with me. I don't know.
接下来我就跟大家分享一下我的这个答案。有可能你并不同意我的答案。
But we're most attached to our false sense of self.
我们最为最为执着的就是我们虚假的自我意识。
Yeah, well, you may say, well, I'm attached to my body. Well, that is the false sense of self.
你可能会说，我最最执着我的身体，那这个身体的话，也就是你的假我的这个虚假的自我意识的一部分。
Yeah, so we're very attached to this false identity we have.
因此，我们是非常执着于、非常依附于我们所拥有的这个虚假的身份认同的。
Right. If anyone criticizes us, it's almost like they're threatening our life.
要是有人批评我们的话，就感觉就像是这个人甚至是在威胁我们的生命。
If anyone questions our beliefs or our opinion, then, you know, we're ready to kill them, maybe.
而要是有人敢质疑我们的信仰，然后或者是质疑我们的意见的话，我们甚至都已经准备好要把这个人给弄死。
Yeah, and maybe we even lose it and become angry or sad or very doubtful and, you know,our mind starts reeling like our genius.
Maybe we even lose what? We
lose our intelligence, right? And we,
become very sad, doubtful. 然后甚至是在我们就是失去自己的智力，然后被这个悲伤和怀疑所压倒的时候，然后就像 Arjuna 这样，就是这种恍然若失、心如乱麻的这样一种状态。
How can they say that about me?
然后就会心里面就会想，这个人怎么能这样说我呢？
Why don't they believe like me?
为什么他们就不能像我这样去相信这个事情呢？这事情就是真的呀。
Yeah, on and on. So our false sense of self, when it feels threatened, you know, we get stressed out.
因此的话呢，当我们的虚假的自我意识受到威胁的时候，我们就会感到压力山大，然后所以这样的一种状况的话呢，是持续不断的，基本上就是时常都在发生着的。
Yeah, so it's not we're not only attached to the body, we're attached to this person we believe we are and all of its mental positions.
All its mental positions.
Yeah, all its beliefs, all its opinions.
Oh, okay.所以说我们不仅是执着于我们的这具身体，并且的话呢，我们还执着于自己，执着于我们认为自己是怎样的那个人的那个我， 就执着于我们所相信的这个就是我的这个人，然后就会执着于自己的所有的信念啊信仰啊，然后我们的观点我们的意见我们的想法我们都是非常执着的。
Yeah, so when our ego is challenged, we get stressed out.
因此当我们的假我受到挑战的时候，我们就会完全被压力给压倒了。
Yeah, so we're very attached to our false conception of ourselves.
因此我们实际上是对这个虚假的自我概念是非常非常执着的。
And that's why we feel bewildered.
而这就是为什么我们感到很困惑的原因。
And then Prabhupada quotes this verse from the Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, chapter 2, verse 37, very important verse.
然后接着帕帕就引用了圣典不叫瓦坛十一篇第二章第三十七诗节，这是一个非常非常重要的诗节。
Now, those of you that have been listening to my talks over the last 10 years, you probably heard me mention this verse many, many times.
然后对于曾经如果你曾经在过去的十年经常听我讲课的话，你可能已经很多次的听到我提到这个诗节。
But the Bhagavatam is ever fresh, so we can repeat the same verse over and over, and it never becomes boring.
但是博迦瓦坛的话呢，却是总是新鲜无比的，永远新鲜无比。因此，我们即便一再的重复，都不会觉得它很乏味。
Because the Bhagavatam reveals the truth.
因为博迦瓦坛揭示的是真相，是真理。
The Bhagavatam.Distinguishes reality from illusion for the welfare of everyone.
为了众生的福祉，博迦瓦坛将真相与幻觉区别开来。
So it's never boring.
所以说它永不乏味，永不无聊。
So did you look up this verse?
Yeah, I'm looking at the English translation now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.And now Lord Chaitanya quotes this verse also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
就泰坦尼亚在永恒的柴坦尼亚经里面，他也是引用了这个诗节的。
And this verse describes very succinctly our material disease and the cure for it.
This verse describes very distinctively.
Succinctly or...
I know. About material disease and the cure for it. 而这个诗节的话呢，就非常简洁明了的、言简意赅的描述到了我们的物质的疾病以及治愈物质疾病的良药。
And it's spoken by Kavi Yogendra, who is one of the Nava Yogendras, or nine sages, who are the sons of Rishabhdev.
Rishabhdev. 而这首诗节的话呢，是由Kavi Yogendra来过来。然后这个诗节是Kavi Yogendra，也就是Nava Yogendra九位圣人当中的一位所说的这样一个诗节。His name is Rishabhdev, right?
Rishabhdev, yeah. So he's a son of Rishabhdev, and Rishabhdev is an incarnation of Krishna.
然后他是 Vishabhdev 的九个儿子之一，而 Vishabhdev 是 Krishna 的化身之一。
Yeah, so if we want to understand our material condition and how to get out of it, all we have to know is this one verse.
因此如果我们想要去明白自己所处的这种物质状态，以及如何去从这个物质状态当中解脱出来，如何摆脱掉它，那么我们所要知道的一切便就是这个诗节了。
This verse is sufficient to awaken the conditioned soul and guide them back to Godhead. If we read nothing, if we never read anything again, this is enough.
而这首诗节本身就足以来帮助受物质世界制约的个体灵魂得到解脱并回归守神，所以说如果你其他什么世界都不知道的话呢，你只要知道这个世界都已足够了。
OK Bhayam Dvitiya Binivashan Vayam dvitiya biniveshata shad ishad apitasya vipariyo shmiti tanmaya yato buddha abhajetam patyayka yesham guru devatatma vayam
fear, 恐惧。
Dvitiya.
In something similar to the other, 看到除主之外的其他事物。
Abhiniveshata.
因为沉浸在。
Shat.
它便会出现。
Ishat.
来自于至尊主。
Apitasya.
对于那些背离了的人
，vipariya，
误认为错误的认同
，asmiti，
遗忘
，tat，
主的
，mayaya，
通过幻觉能量
，atta，
因此
，buddha，
聪明的人
，abhajet。
应该完全的崇拜
Tom
他
Bhaktya
带着奉爱
Ekaya
不含任何杂质的
Isham
主
Guru Devat Guru Devata Atma
一个把他的灵性导师看作是他的主看作是他的灵魂的人。
Yeah, so there's different, Prabhupada has translated this in different places in slightly different ways.
Prabhupada 在其实是在不同的地方把这个诗节翻译的时候的话呢，它稍微是有一些就是不同的这种翻译表达的。
Okay. Translation. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the externalIllusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is the effect of the potency for illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord.Under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipful deity and as his very life and soul.
我这里就是由于我是看了英文来翻译的，所以有可能不准确，然后大家请下来自己查书来看啊。然后这个世界讲的就是，当一个生命体沉浸在主外在的幻觉能量中的时候，而误认为自己就是这具物质躯体，恐惧便诞生了。当生命体背离至尊主，他也会遗忘他作为主的仆人的原初地位。这种令人困惑、恐惧的状态，是由被称为玛雅的幻觉能量所造成的。因此，一个聪明的人应该在真正的灵性导师的指导下，坚定不移地投身于对主的纯粹奉爱服务之中。他应该接受这位导师作为他可崇拜的神像，作为他的生命和灵魂。
So, Prabhupada's mentioning in the purport that Arjuna is experiencing fear.Because he's in the bodily conception of life.
在要旨当中，帕帕就写到，阿朱玛在体验到这种恐惧，是因为他处在对于生命的躯体化的概念之中。
Yeah, so he has this false sense of self.
所以他有这种虚假的自我意识。
And he is in this condition by the will of Krishna. So this is Krishna's leela.
而他是由于 Krishna 的意愿而处在这样的状态之中的，因此这就是 Krishna 的逍遥时光了。
Yeah, so Krishna has put Arjuna under this illusion so that we can see our own illusion.
因此 Krishna 把 Arjuna 放在这样的幻觉之中，就是为了让我们能得以看到自己 所遭受的幻觉。
Yeah, and so the cause of fear, is mentioned in this verse that Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavatam.
嗯，而导致恐惧的原因，在这要旨当中也被写到了，那就是帕帕引用了博加瓦坦的这个诗节。
Yeah, so as soon as we somehow or other turn our attention away from the Lord and from ourselves, we start to feel afraid.
Turn away our attention from the Lord and from ourselves, right?
Yes.
所以说不知怎的，当我们把自己的注意力背离主，并且背离我们真正的自我的时候，恐惧便出现了。
So, in reality, we exist eternally.
在现实之中，我们是永恒存在的。
And we exist because the Lord exists.
而我们之所以存在，都是因为有主的存在。
Just like the sun exists.
Sorry, Guruji, just like
the sun exists, right?
就像太阳是存在的，对吧？
And the sun ray exists.
阳光是存在的。
But the sun ray only exists because the sun exists.
而阳光之所以存在，也只是因为有太阳的存在。
The sun ray has no separate existence.
因此，阳光是不能单独不能单独隔离于这个太阳而单独存在的。
Yeah, so as soon as we forget that, as soon as we're unaware that we exist and that we're unaware that we exist because of the Lord, then we feel afraid.
所以说一旦当我们忘记真正的自我，一旦当我们没有觉知到自我的存在，没有觉知到自己之所以存在都是因为由于主的存在，那么此时我们便会感到害怕，恐惧就出现了。
And then we become absorbed in illusion.
然后我们就会沉浸在幻觉之中。
Right, we start watching the movie in our mind.
我们开始去观看心意里或者是脑海里放映的电影了。
Right, we get absorbed in our thoughts.
我们就沉浸在这纷繁的念头之中。
Thoughts aboutOur false self, the person we imagine ourselves to be.
这些念头都是关于虚假的自我，也就是我们所想象出来的那个我。
And then we imagine that we're separate, that we exist separate from the Lord.
而我们想象自己是独立于 Krishna, 独立于主而单独存在的。
Yeah, so, we believe that we're something dvitiya, we believe that we're something other thanpart and parcel of Krishna.
我们就会相信自己是我们会相信自己并不是作为 Krishna 的一部分的这样一种这种另一种存在。
Then we feel isolated and separate.
然后我们就会感到被隔离了，感到隔绝了，感到是相分离的。
So that's the cause of fear.
而这就是导致恐惧的原因。
Because we've turned our attention, it's gone into the illusory world of the mind, we no longer see ourself and Krishna is the source of our life.
Source of our life. 这是因为我们把注意力都全部转向到了心意的幻觉能量之中，由此我们也就没有再看到真正的自我，没有再看到 Krishna 是我们的源头。
Yeah, so we imagine that we have a beginning and an end because we're looking at this body.
我们就想象着自己是有始有终，也就是有开头有结尾的，因为我们认为自己就是这具躯体嘛。
Yeah, our attention is turned outward.
我们的注意力都全部转向于外在。
So naturally, then we perceive that I'm going to come to an end. We imagine.
因此我们自然而然的就会想象着，我们就会认为自己肯定会到达终点的。
Now, this verse is saying, you know, that the cause of our fear is because we've turned away from the Lord.
而这个诗节在说到的是导致恐惧的原因，那就是我们背离了主，我们把注意力都转移开了，就没有再把注意力放在主的身上。
Right, we turned our attention away from the Lord.
我们把自己的注意力转离开了主。
And our attention is caught in this illusory movie.
我们的注意力都困在了这个幻象的电影之中。
So then, the remedy for this mistake is to turn our attention back towards ourselves and the Lord.
因此的话呢，治愈这种疾病的方法，那便是再次把注意力转向到真正的自我，转向到主的身上。
And so we can turn our attention to the Lord, back to the Lord in three ways.
而我们可以以三种方式来把注意力再次转回到主身上。
We should see our guru as the Lord coming to us externally.
我们应该把灵性导师看作是主在外界在外界主他向我们走来，他来到我们面前的这种外在的一种方式。
And then internally, we should see the Lord as the source of our life.
而内在的话呢，我们应该看到主是我们源头，是我们的源头。
And we should also see the Lord internally and externally as the holy name.
并且的话呢，see the Lord as the holy name， 并且的话，我们应该在内在也在外在都能看到主作为圣名的存在。
Yeah, the Lord as a deity, internal and external, is as the holy name.
The Lord is a deity.
Yeah, the deity, the holy name is the deity of the Lord, is our worshipable deity.
Worshipable deity. 所以说，在内在和在外在，圣名便是我们值得去崇拜的主的神像。
Yeah, so that's where our attention has to turn to.
而这就是我们的注意力应该转向的地方。
And of course, that is only, you can only do that in the present.
而当然的话，你也只能在当下此刻来这样做到。
You become aware of your existence now.
你在当下此刻去觉知到你的存在。
And of the Lord as the source of your life.
你在现在的这一刻去觉知到主是你的生命的源头。
And as the guru who's pointed out this truth to you.
并且在当下的这一刻看到主作为你的灵性导师来把这条道路 指引给你。
And the holy name is your deity.
能够在当下此刻看到圣名是你的神像。
Now, if you're actually present, you're aware of your existence, and aware of the Lord as the source of your existence, there is no fear.
No fear. 所以说，当你真正临在于当下此刻的时候，你能觉知到你自己的存在，你能觉知到主作为你的存在的源头的存在，那么在这一刻是不会有任何恐惧的。
Sensations in your body are coming and going.
你身体当中的各种感觉是出现了又消失。
Yeah, so what has a beginning has an end.
任何有开始的事物都会有终结。
Thoughts are coming and going.
念头是出现了又消失。
Even emotions come and go.
甚至我们的情绪和感受也是出现了又会消失的。
But one who knows the thoughts, one who knows the emotions, one who knows the sensations, is always here, always now, not coming or going.
然而那个知晓这一切感受，知晓这一切念头，知晓这一切身体的感觉的那个我，却从来都是在这里，在当下，从来都不会出现又消失。
And that's Krishna's definition of reality.
而这就是 Krishna 对现实，或者叫实相，叫现实的定义。
that which doesn't change is real.
他说到那些不变的事物才是真实的。
Yeah, so there's no fear when you're self-aware in the present.
因此当你在当下此刻是有自我觉知的时候是没有恐惧的。
And you're aware that I am by the grace of God.
你觉知到我是经由神的恩典而存在的。
In order to be afraid, you actually have to go into the mind and imagine the future.
要想感受到恐惧的话，那你就必须得进入到心意之中去想象未来。
And then as soon as you go into the mind, then you're also under the control of the prison warden, the false ego.
False ego.而一旦当你进入到心意之中，你便立刻处在了这个芋头的这个监控、芋头的控制之下，而这个芋头就是你的假我。
So in our mind, we imagine that we exist separate from God and that we're temporary, but that's illusion.
在我们的心意之中，我们想象着自己是短暂意识的，也就是会死去的。我们想象着自己是独立于神而单独存在的，然而这一切都只是幻觉。
Yeah, so now Arjuna, he's on the chariot with Krishna.
而在诗节当中写到，在这一刻 ，Arjuna 他正和 Krishna 坐在这个马车上。
But he's not there.
但是的话，实际上 Arjuna 并没有在那辆马车上和 Krishna 在一起。
Yeah, he's actually.Somewhere in the future in his mind.
那一刻他实际上是处在未来的，是处在他心意当中对未来的想象之中的。
Yeah, so when we're lost in the mind, we're either thinking about the past or we're thinking about the future.
因此当我们迷失在心意之中的时候，我们要不然就是活在过去，要不然就是不叫活在过去，我们要不然就是处在过去的那一刻，要不然就是处在未来的那一刻。
We're actually not here.
而并没有在当下的此刻，当下的这里。
And what we're experiencing isn't really real.
因此，我们所体验到的一切便并不是真实的。
And that really is the cause of all human suffering.
而这实际上就是所有人类苦难的原因。
And we see Arjuna suffering so much.
我们看到 Arjuna 受到了这么多的痛苦。
Right, he's overcome by fear now, and he wants to run away.
他完全被恐惧所征服了，他就想要逃跑。
But nothing's actually happened yet.
然而的话，在那一刻，实际上什么都还没发生呢。
He's absorbed.
他就完。
He's absorbed in identification with his thoughts.
他是完全沉浸在对念头的认同之中。
Which, you know, causes fear and all sorts of suffering.
而这就会导致恐惧，导致各种各样的痛苦。
Which prepares us for wanting to awaken.
但是的话呢，这也使得我们准备好，使得我们准备好想要觉醒了。
So now he's, you know, he hasn't surrendered to Krishna yet as his guru, but he's starting to ask for help. He's saying, "Oh, Keshava."
在这一刻的话呢，阿朱娜还没有就是去向 Krishna 臣服，然后想请求 Krishna 来作为他的灵性导师来给予他指导。而但是的话，他已经在向 Krishna 请求得到帮助了。他在称呼他 Keshava。
Yeah. So when our attention is turned outward.Into the mind, into the external environment, we become unaware of ourselves and we start to fear.
对。因此，当我们的注意力都转向于外在，转向于我们的心意或这个外在的环境、外在的这个境遇之中的时候，此时我们便无法觉知到自我，恐惧也就随之而来了。
We feel isolated.
我们就会感到隔绝。
We feel separate.
感到分离。
We feel incomplete.
感到不完整。
But if we turn our awareness back towards ourselves,
然而如果我们把注意力再次转向于真正的自我,
Who is here now?
那是谁在这里呢?
Who's aware of the thought?
是谁在觉知到念头呢?
Who's aware of the sensation?
是谁在觉知到身体里的各种感受呢?
Then we turn our attention back towards ourselves, and then we begin to experience our connection with the source of the self.
然后此时我们便把注意力转向于自我，我们便能开始去体验到和自我的源头之间的连接。
And then we say Hare Krishna, and there's no fear, there's no anxiety, there's no dissatisfaction.
接着我们便念出 Hare Krishna, 而在这样的时候，我们是没有恐惧，没有焦虑，也没有任何不满足、不满意的感觉。
Yeah, we say chant.
我们说念诵。
And be.
Be, 然后是存在。
Happy.
然后是快乐。
Yeah, so we have to be.
因此我们必须要觉知到自己的存在。
If you're aware of your beingness, as you chant, you'll be happy.
在你念诵的时候，你能觉知到你的存在。对，在你念诵的时候，你能觉知到你的存在，这样你就会感到快乐。
So the cause of our fear and the cause of our dissatisfaction is because we've turned our attention away from ourselves and Krishna.
因此导致我们感到恐惧，导致我们感到不满足、不满意的原因，那便是我们把注意力从真正的自我，从 Krishna 那里转移开来了。
So the remedy is to reverse that process.
而这个疗效方法，这个解决方法，那就是去逆转整个这个过程。
Turn our attention.Back towards ourself, which is the present.
再次把注意力转向于真我，真正的自我上面，也就是在当下此刻。
And to the cause of all causes, Krishna.
并且把注意力转向于万源之源，也就是 Krishna.
Then, when we experience challenging situations,
然后当我们遭遇到当我们体验到充满挑战的状况的时候
，Right, because everything about the material world is challenging and temporary.
因为关于这个物质世界的所有一切都是充满挑战的，都是短暂易逝的。
And our ego doesn't really ever get what it wants.
Oh, doesn't get whatever it wants.
Yeah.
并且我们的假我永远都得不到假我想要的一切。
And as soon as it gets what it wants, it loses interest and wants something else.
而一旦当假我得到了他想要的东西的时候，立刻就失去了兴趣，然后又想要去得到新的东西了。
Yeah, so when situations arise that we don't want, when we're present, we no longer just react, we respond.
Oh, we no longer react, but we respond.
Yes.
因此当我们不想要发生的那些状况发生的时候，然后如果我们足够临在的话，那就不再是对这些状况做出反应而已，而是我们能够去真正的回应这些状况。
Yeah, because we have enough consciousness, enough light of consciousness, we can observe what's happening in the mind and the body.
因为我们有足够的知觉的光芒，能够去观察我们的心意和身体当中正在发生的一切。
Right, for the devotee, the amygdala gets smaller.
对于奉献者来说，杏仁核那一部分就变小了。
So the reaction may come, but we don't react right away. We observe what is.
因此反应可能会出现，但是我们却不会立刻的对这些反应做出反应，而是能够得以去观察它。
Well, there's a thought.
有这个念头冒出来了。
There's my ego.
有我的假我在这里呢。
There's anger.
有愤怒呢。
There's fear.
有恐惧呢。
There's this situation. It's raining.
Raining means the R-E-E-L.
It's a rainy day, yeah.
Okay. 有这个这个天下雨了呢。
Yeah, so we see what's, you know, we observe our thoughts and our feelings, our sensations, and then we respond instead of just react in a conditioned way.
因此我们得以去观察冒出来的念头、冒出来的感受以及身体的各种感觉，我们得以去对他们做出回应，而不再是只是以受物质世界制约的方式来对他们做出反应。
Yeah, so in this verse, you know, Arjuna is so bewildered now, he's ready to just leave the battlefield.
所以在这个诗节描述到的就是 Arjuna 处于如此巨大的困惑之中，以至于他就想立刻逃离战场了。
And Prabhupada's explaining that Arjuna is bewildered and suffering because he's absorbed or identified with his thoughts.
然后帕帕就解释到阿朱娜他的这些困惑感，他的这些受到的这些痛苦都源于他对念头的认同。
Specifically, he's imagining the future.
具体来说那就是他正在想象着未来。
And he believes his thoughts.
然后他很相信这些念头，很相信这些关于未来的念头是会发生的。
And therefore he's afraid.
因此他感到害怕。
Yeah, so because of attachment, you know, or belief in our mind and our thoughts, you know, we suffer.
由于我们对心意、对念头的执着，或者叫做相信，由于我们对心意、对念头的执着，或者是相信，我们就会受苦。
And then the other point is that Arjuna is in this condition by the will of Krishna.So that he can teach us a lesson.
然后在要旨当中提到的另一点就是 ，Arjuna 之所以处于这样的状况，那都是由于 Krishna 的意愿，他才处于这样的状况的。其目的就是为了给我们上一课。
Okay, I'll stop there. And if there's any questions or comments, focus on this now. Okay.
所以说 Guru 的正课就讲完了，我们现在来看一看今天大家有没有什么分享或者是问题。OK, 我们看看。Yeah, there are some questions here. OK, 我们来看哈，今天大家问的第一个问题是这个 A4 喜宝组员这位奉献者在问，顶拜 Guru 和老师们，今天的课程再次提到像 Arjuna 那样品质高尚的瑜伽师在控制心意方面都那么困难，更何况像我这样类似于从地狱里爬出来的罪恶灵魂呢？现在生活中就一个手机，一个抖音，到可能偷走我们大量的时间和心意。请问 Guru, 当下控制心意的方法，除了念诵圣名、聆听经典，是否还需要每天增加打坐冥想的时间呢？感恩。So this devotee is offering her businesses unto you, and she's asking that today's class mentioned again that.Like Arjuna, that's such a high level, top level yogi, that still suffers some difficulties in controlling his mind, that let alone that the conditioned souls, the sinful souls like me, just basically are crawling out of the hell. So, and now I just have this phone and I have this TikTok in my life and basically stealing a lot of my time and in my mind. So I really would like to ask you that the method to control the mind, so except besides chanting the holy name and listening to the scripture, should I also spend some time on a daily basis in meditation and sit in silence?
Well, first point is that Arjuna, of course, you know, he's an eternal he's an eternally liberated soul, you know, from the spiritual world.
首先要说的第一点就是Arjuna 他是来自于灵性世界的一位永恒解脱的灵魂。
So he's not a conditioned soul like us.
所以说 Arjuna 他不是一个像我们这样受物质世界制约的个体灵魂。
But he's descended with Krishna in order to perform, you know, a part in Krishna's Leela. And Krishna's mission is to give the conditioned souls an opportunity to awaken.
而他和 Krishna 一起降临到这个物质世界，然后其目的就是旨在去扮演 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中的一个角色，然后来协助 Krishna 的这个使命。而 Krishna 的使命就是给予受物质世界制约的灵魂一次机会，来得以觉醒，得以回归守神。
Yeah, so you know, part of the way we awaken is to chant and to hear the scriptures, of course.
当然，我们得以觉醒的方式之一，当然就是去念诵圣名以及聆听经典了。
But hearing doesn't mean that we just listen and then, you know, just intellectually understand.
但是聆听的话呢，并不是意味着我们就听着，然后在这个智力上去理解，在知识上去理解而已。它并不是对意味着就是听着，然后去在智力上去理解而已。
So hearing means to understand and then, you know, transform our life, put it into action.
Transformed it into our life, right?
Yeah, put the teaching into action.
Okay, 而聆听的话呢，意味着是我们能够理解，并且把它实际的，并且把教导实际的转化为是行动，来把它能够真正的，来让我们的人生得以真正得到真正的转变。
Or Prabhupada says, this knowledge is for contemplation and realization.
正如帕帕在书里写到过的一句话，这门知识是指在沉思与觉悟。
If we don't contemplate and deeply understand and apply the teaching, then we won't transform.
而如果我们没有去沉思这门知识，没有去深刻的去理解，并且把它运用在我们的生活之中，那么我们就不会得到巨大的转变。
Right, we'll still be angry at ourselves and everybody else.
我们仍然会对自己感到很生气，然后对身边的人感到也很生气。
We'll still believe in our false self and in all of our thoughts.
我们仍然会去相信虚假的自我，相信这个脑海里所有的念头都是真实无比的。
And we'll still think it's everybody else's fault except for our own.
我们仍然会认为错都是别人导致的，然后我们自己是对的，没什么错。
Same with chanting.
同样对于念诵也是如此。
We know that the tenth offense is to chant with inattention and to maintain our false conception of ourselves.
Maintain false concept of self. 我们都知道念诵的第十项冒犯，那就是不专注的念诵，然后并且还继续维系着关于生命的躯体化概念，或者是叫做关于这个虚假的自我意识。
So if we're chanting, but while we're chanting, we're daydreaming, then we're not present, we're not attentive.
因此当我们是在念诵，但是我们在念诵的时候却是在做着白日梦，并没有真正的为圣名而临在，那么此时就便是一种不专注的念诵。
So we won't transform very much.
由此的话我们也就不会获得巨大的改变了。
To make matters worse, when we're chanting and we're daydreaming, we're actually solidifying or energizing our identification with a false sense of self.
Okay, with a false sense of self. 而让事情变得更糟糕的是，当我们在念诵的时候，却同时还做着白日梦，那么这只会更加 坚固我们对虚假自我的认同，坚固对虚假自我的认同，或者叫做继续的来喂养我们对虚假自我意识的认同。
So then you ask, well, then should you sit in silence or should you meditate?
嗯，然后你再问，就是是不是需要每天增加打坐冥想的时间？
Well, that will definitely be helpful.
嗯，当然这个静坐和冥想肯定是能够给到你帮助的。
But you really have to learn how to be present and to release yourself.From identification with the mind.
嗯，但是你真的需要去学习如何临在当下，如何把自己从对假我的认同中解脱出来。
Because many people sit in silence or practice mindfulness, and they just remain mindful within the mind. They don't notice that they're watcher of the mind.
Oh.They don't notice. They just be mindful of the mind. Oh, okay, okay. 嗯，因为很多人在练习打坐冥想的时候，他们实际上只是觉知到了他们的心意而已，却并没有去觉知到这个叫觉知到心意，应该叫做他们就完全是都处在这个心意之中，却没有去成为心意的观察者。
Yeah. So.You have to, whether you're chanting or not chanting, you have to use the free will that Krishna has given you properly.
因此无论你是在念诵还是在没有念诵的时候，你都需要去恰当的运用 Krishna 所给予你的自由意志。
And nobody can exercise that choice for us. We have to do it ourselves.
而没有任何一个人能够替我们做出选择，我们必须得自己去做出选择。
So we have a choice to either be present in the truth of life and be aware that I exist in this moment.
因此我们要做出的选择就是，我们要不然去临在于此刻，去觉知到在当下这一刻向我们揭示的生命的真相，去觉知到我们的真我。
Or we can choose to be lost in the illusory world of the mind and of the past and future.
或者我们也可以选择让自己继续迷失在心意的关于过去和未来的虚幻世界之中。
You don't have to be present 24 hours a day.
当然，你不必一天24小时都全部临在。
But you know, many times a day, you have to learn to bring your attention to the present moment and be aware of your life now and thank Krishna.
thank Krishna. 但是要在一天当中许多次的学习，把注意力放到当下此刻来，去觉知到这一刻你的生命，并且去谢谢 Krishna 所给予你的生命。
Yeah, so when you're present, presence is just the awareness that arises.Without effort, when you bring your attention to the present moment.
所以说临在是什么呢？临在就是当你把注意力放到当下此刻的时候，这种有觉知的知觉自然而然也就升起了，都不需你做出太大的功夫去达到这样的状态。
Yeah, if you can see it, if you can hear it, if you can feel it, you can be present with it.
如果你能看到某个事物，如果你能听到某个事物，如果你能触摸到某个事物，你便可以和它一起临在。
And then you begin to see that you're not the thought, you're the one who's aware of the thought.
然后你就会看到你并不是脑海里的念头，而你是那个看到念头的那个人，那个生命。
You're not.What you're seeing, you're not what you're hearing, you're the one who's aware of it.
你并不是你所看到的事物，你并不是你所听到的那个东西，而你是在看到，在听到这一切的那个存在。
Yeah. You're not the feeling in the body, you're the one who's aware of it.
你并不是身体里的感受，而你是觉知到你身体感受的那个存在。
And then you rest in presence as you chant the holy name, full of a heart of gratitude for your life that Krishna has given.
然后你便在临在的状态中放松下来，在你念诵圣名的时候，就能带着全然的感恩的心态来感谢来念诵 Krishna 的圣名，感谢他所给予你的生命。
Yeah, so you don't have to sit in silence or sit in meditation, but you do have to, choose to be present very often during the day, and then apply that to your chanting.
所以说你并不一定要专门把时间空出来用来静坐用来冥想，而确实你需要在一天当中尽可能很多次的做出选择，选择来把注意力放到当下，然后觉知到你的存在，然后并且的话呢，把这种临在也运用在你的念诵之中。
And then you really have to surrender to this one truth.
并且的话呢，你必须真的要去臣服于这一个真相，或者叫这一个真理。
There's no life outside of the present.
那就是，除当下此刻的其他任何时刻都是没有生命的，或者叫没有人生的，
not,
没有生命的。
You do not exist outside of the present.
你并不会存在于当下此刻之外的其他任何时刻。
You're already perfect and complete.
你本身就是具足完美的，你本身就是完整的、完美的。
There's nothing you have to do in order to be what you already are. The awareness.
你不需去做任何事情去成为你原本的你，你就已经是原本的你了，那就是知觉的存在。
Yeah, so there's no life outside of the present.
因此在当下此刻之外的其他任何时刻都是没有生命的。
And the experience of being somewhere other than the present, that's just an illusion.
而这种觉得自己身处于其他的地方而不是当下此刻的这里的这种体验只不过是一种幻觉而已。
And that illusion is created when you enter the world of the mind and identify with thoughts about the past or the future.
而当你进入到心意的世界之中，去认同于关于过去和关于未来的念头的时候，这个幻觉，你就进入到了幻觉之中了。
Right, we're not trying to stop thinking.
我们并不是要试图停止思考。
And we're not trying to escape the mind.
也并不是要试图逃离心意。
And we're not even trying to, wake up in a sense.
We're not even trying to wake up.
No.
我们甚至不是要试图让自己努力醒来。
We're choosing to be present because that's the truth.
而我们选择临在是因为临在是唯一的，是因为当下此刻才是唯一的真相。
That should be our motivation.
因此，这才是我们去选择临在的动机。
And it takes very little effort to choose to be present.
并且的话呢，我们也我几乎可以几乎是不需费任何功夫就能临在的。
Yeah, so we can make that choice, and that's why we choose it.
而我们可以做出这样的选择。这就是因此that's why we choose it. 我们可以做出这样的选择，这就是为什么我们做出这样选择的原因。
Yeah, so that it's up to us, and no one else can do that for us.
并且这一切这完全是取决于我们自己的，没有任何其他人可以替我们来做这件事。
Right, so we'll have thoughts, but we don't have to believe in it.
我们都会有念头出现，但是我们不一定都要去相信这些所有的念头。
Right, we don't have to take our mind and our thoughts so seriously.
我们无需把自己的心意，无需把那些各种各样的念头太当一回事。
But we have to observe them, our thoughts and our feelings, and then let them go.
但是的话呢，我们却需要去观察这些念头和感受，并且能够真正的放手他们。
Yeah, so you don't have to sit for hours in meditation. You just have to be present many times a day, and you'll awaken.
总之你无需一天当中花很多时间来打坐冥想，而你只需要在一天中尽可能很多次的选择临在，而这样你就会醒来。
Yeah, stay present in your body, especially as you chant.
尤其是在你念诵的时候要保持对你身体的这种要和你的身体在一起，对，保持对你身体的觉知。
Then chanting becomes very pleasurable and peaceful. Maybe not, maybe you don't have, you know, tears shooting out of your eyes, but you're self-aware, you're awake, you're liberated.
You're self-aware, you're awake, you're liberated. 但是那么当尤其是在你念诵的时候，你要和你的身体待在一起，保持对你身体的临在和觉知。那么这样的话，你就会感受到你的念诵是很愉悦的，你会很平和。虽然不会有这个眼泪从你的眼睛当中飙出来，但是的话呢，你会保持，你会是有自我觉知的，你会是醒觉的这样一种状态。此时的你就是处于解脱之中的。
Maybe I spent too much time answering that question.
不如说有可能花这个回答这个问题又花了太多时间了。Okay, next one.
Yes.
Okay, 好，我们来看下一个问题。汤加他的话，大帕布问，顶拜马拉贾和顶拜马拉贾和奉献者觉悟到圣明就是崇拜的神像与实际庙里的神像有什么区别？So Panchatattva Prabhu here is offering his obeisances unto you, and he's asking that to realize that the holy name is a deity or is a worshipable deity. So what's the difference between that and the actual deities in the temple?
Well, the deities in the temple are also, the form of the Lord incarnate.
The form of the Lord incarnated, right?
Yes.
这个庙里的神像的话呢，也是主化身的这个主的化身的形体之一。
Right, we can make a form of the Lord.
我们可以塑造这个不叫塑造出，叫做做出主的形体。
But it's not actually alive. The Lord doesn't enter it until the Guru.Invites the Lord to enter, and there's a special ceremony.
所以我们可以做出这个主的形体，就是把这个神像给做出来，形体给做出来。但是的话呢，这个形体却是还没有生命的，就灵性导师必须得进行一种仪式来邀请神进入到这个形体之中。
Yeah, we can't always go to the temple, and in some places you can't even have a temple.
我们甚至都我们可能无法时常的去到庙宇，然后甚至在某些地方的话呢都无法有这个庙宇的存在。
But Lord Chaitanya said, Kali Kali, Kali Kali, Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, Nama Haite Haya Sarva Jagat, this star that in the age of Kali Yuga, the Lord has appeared in the form of his holy name.
而主才他俩曾经也就说过这样的一句话，在卡利年代，主以他圣名的形式显现在这个世界之中。
And whoever associates and worships the holy name becomes freed of the influences of Kali.
而任何一个与圣名联谊、崇拜圣名的人，便会从玛雅的影响之中，就会从卡利的影响之中解脱出来。
Yeah, so we can't always go to the temple, but we can always chant.
所以就我们无法一直都去到庙宇，但是我们可以一直念诵。
Okay,
next one.、
Yeah.
下一个问题 ，Krishna Kumari Madaji 问：顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译，谢谢。刚才关于执着冒出的答案是完美，或服务，或做事儿，所以心里就容易焦虑和不平静，怎么破？This Mataji, Krishna Kumari, Devadasi is offering her obeisances unto you, and she's asking that just now you asked us to think about our attachment, what's the first answer popping in the mind, and my answer is perfection. So basically, in things I do or in the services I do, and so then my mind can easily become anxious and not peaceful, and how to how to deal with this.
Wow, I'm impressed that you could catch that subtlety.
嗯，Guru 说他被您能够去抓住这种精微的一点哈，就是你想要完美，就是做服务做事情的这种完美的话，能够这么抓住这么精微的一点是很棒的。
So actually, you just saw your false ego.
所以说的话呢，实际上你当你注意到的时候，你就看到了你的假我了。
Right. Another definition of the false ego is to think I am the doer.
嗯，因为假我的另一个定义便是我就是行为者。
If I do good, then I'm good. If I'm perfect, then I'm good. If I'm not perfect, then I'm no good.
嗯，所以说假我就会认为，如果我做的事情是完美的，那么我就是好的；如果我做的事情不够完美，那么我就不好。
Yeah, and of course, you know, if we're very attached to being perfect, then we're very afraid of making a mistake.
嗯，因此如果我们非常执着于要让自己很完美的话，那么我们自然就会很害怕。Sorry, Guru Maharaj, we are very afraid
to make a mistake.
嗯，我们就会非常害怕犯下错误。
Sometimes that'll even prevent us from even trying.
甚至的话，有些时候这种恐惧、这种害怕都会阻碍我们去尝试。
Yeah, so the force of the false ego and these programs, you know, basically that we've downloaded from our parents in childhood, they have power over us as long as they're unconscious.
They are powering us, right?
They have power over us as long as they're unconscious.
Okay. 所以说这些假我的各种模式。对，都是我们在童年时期从父母那里下载下来的，然后，而只要我们依然处于一种无知觉的状态之中，无知觉或者叫做下意识的状态，这个就是你毫未察觉的这种状态之中，那么这假我和他的这种各种模式便能够依然掌控我们。
Yeah, so we don't have to get rid of, you know, change our childhood conditioning.
我们并不是要去摆脱掉或者是改变我们在童年时代受到的这种各种物质世界的影响。
And we don't have to get rid of the false ego or fight with the false ego.
我们也无需去摆脱掉假我或者是要和假我作战。
We just have to bring it to consciousness like you just did.
而我们只需要把它关于它的所有的一切都带入到知觉之中，就像你刚才做到的那样。
And feel the fear of making a mistake.
并且去感受这种害怕自己犯下错误的恐惧。
And confess it to Krishna.
然后向 Krishna 坦诚这一切。
Yeah, and then the next time it arises, the next time you notice your attachment to being perfect, you'll start to recognize it as a pattern.
You will start to recognize it as a pattern.
Yeah, a conditioned pattern that you have.
然后在下一次当这个假我冒出来的时候，在下一次当你注意到这个你想要完美的这种执念、这种依附出现的时候，你就能够辨识出这是假我的，这是你受物质世界制约的模式了。
Yeah, and the more you bring it to consciousness like that.Without being for it or against it, then it will have less and less power over you.
Okay. 因此，如果你能够越多的去把假我带入到你的知觉之中，把假我和假我的各种模式带入到你的知觉之中，就像你刚才做到的那样，那么并且的话呢，你既不去支持它，也不去反对它，那么这个假我。对于你的掌控也就会变得越来越少。
Yeah, so we want to look at our thoughts and our feelings and our conditioning with curiosity.
我们想要以一种好奇的态度来观看，来看到自己的念头，看到自己的感受，看到自己所受到的物质世界的影响。
And with acceptance.
并且是带着接纳来看到这一切。
And with compassion.
带着同情怜悯之心来看到这一切。
Because this is our human condition.
因为这就是我们作为人类所处在的这样一种状况之中。
And every human has the same condition.
每一个人类都遭受着同样的状况。
Yeah, so gradually, then you learn to disidentify with it and notice the freedom that you already are as the pure presence of awareness.
Pure presence of awareness. 所以说每一个人类都有同样的境况，可以还表成每一个人类都在受到物质世界的制约。它一个词有两个意思，每一个人类都受到着物质世界的制约影响，因此渐渐的，随着你能越来越多的把假我和它的各种模式带入到知觉之中，你就会越来越多的学会不去认同于，你就越来越不会去认同于他们，然后并且你也会更多的去体验到你作为纯粹知觉临在的自由。
Okay.
Next one.
Okay.
我们来看下一个问题。八祖 Rukmini Malaji 问顶拜古鲁，最近刚刚有一点点感受到自我，但是这种感觉又是稍纵即逝的，还没有感受到连接，我怎么能保持住这种感受力呢，并进一步感受到连接呢？ Okay, so Rukmini Malaji here is offering her businesses, and she's asking that recently I have started to feel the self a little bit.However, this kind of feeling is very temporary, and I still haven't felt the connection with Krishna yet. Then how can I maintain this kind of awareness or feeling of the self and further it into feeling the connection?
Well, it's very good that you're beginning to...awaken in the present and starting to notice that you are awareness.
这挺好的，你已经开始能够去在临在之中觉醒，在临在之中醒来，然后开始去注意到你作为知觉的存在了。
Yeah, so sometimes the mind itself becomes a blockexperiencing presence, because the mind is looking for what is presence.
有些时候心意会成为阻碍我们体验到临在的绊脚石，或者叫做一个阻碍物，因为的话呢，心意想要去寻找临在的体验。
Yeah, so try and reduce your mind's expectations.For presence.
因此请你试着去减少你的心意的这种期望，你的心意这种想要去临在，想要去获得连接的这种希望。
Yeah, so just try and be present in your body for 3 breaths.
然后就试着在三个呼吸之内保持对你身体的临在。
And as soon as you feel present, just say thank you.
一旦当你体验到临在的时候，你就去说谢谢你。
Maybe you can't see Krishna or feel your connection, but just thank the source of your life, whatever that is. Don't try and imagine it.
有可能你看不到 Krishna, 也有可能你感受不到和 Krishna 之间的连接，但是的话你只需去感谢你的生命的源头，只需在临在之中去感谢你生命的源头，而不需去想象更多。
And then gradually, like a flower, presence will open as long as you're not looking for it or expecting it or trying to measure, you know, how present am I today, you know, or this moment.
然后渐渐的你就会the flower, sorry, Guru Maharaj, I just forgot.
Gradually, presence will open up, you know, like a flower.
Okay, I see. 因此渐渐的临在就会像一朵花一样的为你绽放而开。对，渐渐的临在就会像一朵花一样为你绽放而开，就只要你不是去寻找这样一种体验，你不是期望着要去获得这样的体验，并且你也没有去 衡量去评估自己体验多少，要评估自己我、哦、今天我有多临在啊，刚才好像没那么临在。只要你不去做这些事情的话，那么渐渐的临在就会像一朵花一样为你绽放了。
Yeah, so just be satisfied, you know, to be present for three breaths.
嗯，你只需为自己能在三个呼吸之内保持临在就感到满足，感到满意即可。
Or three mantras.
或者是在三个曼陀罗之内保持临在，然后对此感到满足和满意就可以了。
Yeah, so as you're breathing, feel the whole body for three breaths.
在你吸气的时候去感受你的整个身体。
And then ask who's feeling.
然后你去问一问是谁在感受着身体呢？
And there's a silent knowing I am.
有这样一种寂静的知晓我是。
And then you thank Krishna by just saying I am by the grace of Krishna, by the grace of God.
嗯，然后你就可以去对 Krishna 说一句谢谢。你可以去说由于您的仁慈，由于主的恩典，我才能够是我。应该这句话怎么说？我就我能改，我是因为神是，就这样说吧。嗯。
So when we express our gratitude to Krishna, we feel connection. But if we look for that connection, like where is it? Then we'll never find it.
嗯 ，never find it. 因此当我们去向 Krishna 表达出我们的感恩之情的时候，我们就会体验到连接。然而如果我们还是在去寻找这样的连接的话，那么我们永远都是找不到的。
Yeah, it's not something your ego can will.
嗯，因为这种连接的话呢，并不是你的假我的意愿就能够使它得以发生的。
The sense of connection is a blessing from Krishna that arises out of our love for Krishna.
嗯。The sense of connection, 嗯，而这种连接的感觉是来源于sorry, Guru Maharaj, I forgot the last part arises from
the sense of connection we have with Krishna is a blessing from Krishna that arises from our gratitude that we have toward Krishna.
Oh, okay. 嗯，因此这种连接感是来自于 Krishna 的一种祝福，而这是来源于当我们对 Krishna 心生感恩之情的时候， Krishna 他所给予我们的这样一种祝福，也就是我们和他之间的这种连接感。
Yeah, so just appreciate your life right now and say thank you, and everything will flower from that.
嗯，所以说你只需在当下此刻去欣赏和感恩你的生命，对你的一切，那么去对 Krishna 说一句谢谢您，那么所有的一切都会自此是这样的一种状态逐渐绽放开来了。
Yeah, now the ego thinks that it can practice and will this to happen, and it looks for it.
嗯，然后而假我的话呢，认为他应该去寻找这种状态，他只要有他的意愿，他把这个意愿把意志力投入在这当中的话呢，他就能使之发生。
嗯，So just watch out for that.
所以就去注意到假我的这种倾向吧。Okay. 好，我们来看下一个问题。手机 YY 新人问：感谢咕噜和翻译，请问怎样才是在念诵中觉知到自己呢 ？Okay, so this devotee is asking that how to be aware of yourself in the chanting.
Well, first you probably have to learn to be aware of yourself when you're not chanting. You have to see the difference between just knowing that you exist in the present as opposed to being lost in your mind. You have to see the difference between those two worlds.
Okay. 所以说首先的话呢，就是你要知道在没有念诵的时候，你能觉知到自我，这是一种怎样的状态，这就意味着你能够去清晰的体验到这个活在心意的世界之中和活在当下的存在的觉知之中，这二者之间的区别是什么？
So the easiest way for me, I think for most people to feel presence is to use the body.
就对我来说最简单的方式，然后对很多人来说可能也是如此，那就是去运用自己的身体。
Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that consciousness illuminates the body just like the sun illuminates the universe.
Krishna 在博迦梵歌当中就解释到，知觉照亮全身，正如太阳照亮全整个宇宙。
So you can only feel your body now.
因此的话呢，你只能在当下此刻觉知到，感受到你的身体。
So if you bring your attention to the body, it comes out of the mind automatically.
因此，如果你把注意力放在身体上的话，那么立刻你就从心意当中走了出来。
You know, so for example, as you breathe in, you can feel your abdomen.
就举例来说，在你吸气的时候，你可以去感受你的腹部。
And as you breathe out, feel the whole body.
然后在你呼气的时候，然后再去感受你的全身。
Well, who's feeling the body?
是谁在感受这身体呢？
I am.
我是。
So as you feel the body, listen to the mantra.
然后在你感受你的身体的时候，就去聆听念出来的曼陀罗。
And you'll remain self-aware and grateful to Krishna as you chant.
那么这样的话，在你念诵的时候，你就能保持对自我的觉知，并且能够对 Krishna 感到这种感恩的心情。
And try and do that for 3 mantras.
就这样在三个曼陀罗之内，保持对身体的觉知。
And then when your attention wanders into the mind, thinking about past or future.
然后当你的注意力进入到心意之中，开始去思考过去和未来的时候。
You just gently acknowledge that, oh, thinking about the past, thinking about the future.
那么你只需温柔的去承认这一点，又在想过去了，又在想未来了。
And then you come back to the body.
然后你再把注意力放到身体之中。
Feeling your abdomen as you breathe in, and feeling your whole body as you breathe out, and listening to the mantra.
在你吸气的时候去感受你的腹部，呼气的时候去感受你的全身，然后并且的话去听到你的这个念出来的曼陀罗。
And the body will keep you anchored in the present.
你的身体就会使得你稳稳地固定在当下此刻。
Otherwise, unless one is trained like that to be present, most devotees or many devotees when they chant, they immediately get lost in the mind daydreaming and they're no longer hearing the mantra.
OK. 所以说除非我们是专门受到过这样的训练，专门去训练过自己这样来做，否则的话呢，许多奉献者在念诵的时候一开始念诵，然后就会进入到心意之中，开始去白日做梦，也就没有再能够聆听到圣名了。
Okay, any more questions? I'm running out of time.
There's 1, 2, 3 more.
3 more, I think I'm going to have to put those aside till next week.
Okay. 我给顾主说还剩下有三个问题，顾主说由于他时间原因的话，就只能把这三个问题放到下个星期来回答了。
Please forgive me.
请大家原谅我。
But I'm always encouraged when there was lots of questions, so I really appreciate your questions.
但古尔说就是每次他看到大家这么积极踊跃的提问的话呢，他都倍感鼓舞，然后因此很感谢大家来参加讲课，然后这么积极踊跃的提问呢。
So for Kartik, we've been reading chapter 12 every day.For those of you who are part of the Chapter a Day Club.
然后我们都知道这个有这个博迦梵歌一天一读的这样一个俱乐部，然后因此的话呢，在卡奇卡月这一整一个月，我们每一天都会通读整个博迦梵歌的第十二章。
And then for next class, please read text 31 in purport.
然后下一周的讲课的话呢，请大家提前预习阅读第一章的31诗节及其要旨。
Okay, thank you so much, O glorious Prabhupada, O glorious Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and thank you, Narayani, and thank you, Sumukhi, as always.
谢谢宋提玛拉吉的主持啊，所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典博迦梵歌。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 各位拉吉。麦昆塔之音服务员聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。